It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn, currently sat in a lovely London hotel room with Ellie Goulding. Hello.
Hello.
This is a bit fancy, isn't it?
I know. This doesn't happen very often, so I'm making the most of it. I've already stolen all the toiletries.
Yeah, raid the minibar, definitely. Great to see you. Welcome back. It's good to hear from you again. This third album obviously has been announced today, Delirium. You've sort of been teasing it for a while. Was it difficult to keep all this under wraps, or is that almost add to the fun of it?
No, it wasn't. Not really, because I've just been so busy making the album that I just haven't really had a chance to sort of give anything away anyway. So it's just kind of worked out really well. It, the fact that it was announced today, got back from America yesterday, it just works quite well. You know, it's good to be too busy to think about things sometimes, I think.
Yeah, you haven't had time to worry about it or anything like
exactly.
That. So third album, you seem so excited to get this new stuff out there as well.
Yeah, I am really excited. It's been, if when I really think about it, it's actually been like 3 years since I've really had anything new out. I mean, that is a body of work. Mm. So I have had collaborations, and I have had Love Me Like You Do. Even though that was a huge song for me, I can't help but not count it, cause just because it was up for a soundtrack and it wasn't part of the album, although it is on the album, so... There you go.
And the new album is called Delirium. And I've heard you saying before, this pretty much sums up the title, everything that you've been through over the last few years. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I always try and find the word that describes, you know, my life. And it's kind of, sometimes it's just chaos, crazy, and sometimes it's not. And it does feel like this constant delirium. But I'm wondering if, like, it will put some kind of new meaning into that word, because this album is very happy and euphoric. And, you know, maybe it'll, I don't know, like, maybe that word will, like, have a different meaning at some point. But, I mean, that was just the word that I mean, I always use it. Like my fans have picked up on the fact that I've tweeted it quite a few times. Mm. And, yeah, it just kind of worked perfectly for the album.
We've seen this before with previous songs and previous albums. A lot of your life and your personality goes into the songs. Did you take a lot from that when you were writing and working on this new album?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely write about things that I've experienced, and I write about things my friends have experienced. I think it's really important to me. My fans know that I am the kind of person that does want to write, quite explicitly, quite honestly about things. And I honestly think that's always my appeal. People know that I don't ever, like, rose-tint anything, and I don't ever make anything seem, you know, nicer or more pleasant than it is. I like to sing about real life, and I like to sing about the fact that relationships are never black and white. Mm. And there are always things, even if it's someone seemingly has a perfect relationship, there's always something. And, I understand why people ask about my love life and people are interested in my love life, because I do sing about it a lot. But I also kind of don't. I also, you know, use my, you know, my sort of songwriting, what's the word? I've got a good word for this.
You've been going through the dictionary recently with this delirium stuff and pulling out words of the day.
Well, no, it's like, you know, that freedom of being a songwriter is that, like, it means that I can write about whoever and whatever I want, and there's no rules to it, and there's no, like, regulations, and it's not like I have to censor anything. And most of the time my songs are a combination of experiences, and sometimes even just fictional. But that's okay, because, you know, you can do that. That's the beauty of songwriting.
It always strikes me that, you know, you have this, obviously, celebrity relationship with Dougie from McFly, but there's almost this thing of you don't live it, in terms of you're not the couple who wants to, you know, be pictured and be, you know, you kept it quiet for so long when people were speculating about it. But then it's almost nice to be able to, I've read you mention about, you know, writing a song about Dougie and how he helped you through it. It's almost like a release for all that without having to, you know, be in the magazines and, you know, yeah, tell all stories almost.
He doesn't like photos or, you know, magazines, and he hates that. He's made that very clear. But, you know, I know some people see him as a celebrity or whatever in the UK, but he's just my boyfriend. And I think people forget that, you know, just because you're in a relationship and it's in the public eye doesn't make it any less sincere or any less real. And I think people are very, you know, shouldn't forget that. It's a real, you know, it's a real thing. At the end of the day, he is just my guy. And we're quite private. And I'm happy to talk about him because he's my boyfriend and whatever. He's a big part of my life. But, you know, it can go too far when, I know, people might say things about him or about me, or, you know, give their opinion on us. It's just like, I wouldn't give my opinion on your relationship. You know, it's the same thing. It's like, we're all humans. You know, a lot of us are in relationships, and, you know, that's the way it is. And I'm happy, and that's the main thing.
Exactly. It's one of those things where if you say anything or anyone else says anything, you can almost get blown completely out of proportion. Mm. I read something strange about you the other day. I think it was on your Twitter. It was from Ryan Tedder or One Republic about you being this quality whistler.
Yeah.
Is that the case? And is there whistling on the album? What can we expect?
There is whistling on the album.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
So was that just something you sort of freestyled in the studio, or what was that?
He showed me this track that didn't have any lyrics or anything, but it just had this one thing, and it was a whistle. And it was like, and that was it.
That's good.
Thanks.
That's very good.
But yeah, I'm weirdly quite a good whistler, yeah. But you know, you can't whistle when you're smiling. So like, you have to be sad when you whistle, which is ironic. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be interesting on the live show. That's going to be great. You were performing in the West Midlands at a V-Fest a while back.
Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to getting out there and performing new stuff from the new album?
So excited. It's been such a long time. We've been performing the same songs for ages. And so I think me and my band are like, please, can we just get some new songs? And I think we're going to spend a lot of January rehearsing, which is always fun. It's always good to hear stuff for the first time, and to see how we can, you know, expand on it and like experiment a little bit and make the live show even better. Yeah, it's exciting.
And you look absolutely phenomenal. And we've seen all the videos and the Instagrams and stuff like that you've been doing of your gym routine. And, well, you were attempting to drink some green juice in a van recently that didn't look like it tasted great. How's that all been for you? Because it looks amazing, but it must be a real effort to do that alongside all the rest of your schedule.
Yeah, I mean, since my Instagram followers just started going up, I was just like, oh well, I may as well like keep people entertained and just try and be, you know, as real as possible. I think that taking pictures of my life is quite a good way of summing up how ridiculous it is. And you know, I sometimes post stuff that like everyone's like, oh my god, that's crazy. You know, like when I put up live pictures. And then sometimes I just put up silly stuff like that, you know, it's just me and it's silly. And I think my fans appreciate that.
I mean, it's obviously worked with some of the photos that we've seen with the release of this, but how bad does it get in the gym? Are you, like the rest of us, just a big sweaty mess at the end?
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, I don't obviously post like the worst, sweatiest pictures, but I mean, like, I do look terrible at the end of a workout, like absolute mess. Yeah,
it's the same for the rest of it. It's not a good sight. And you have very passionate fans, as you said before. You know, whether you look on your Facebook or your Instagram or your Twitter or anywhere, basically. And I read about you, you know, sorting this almost a fight out in one of your Glasgow gigs. What is that like for you? And what other things have your fans done that are really, you know, sort of out there?
My fans are brilliant. They're very attentive. They're very passionate, and they bring me things that I like to get. They know that I like. I think I once said in an interview that I like gin randomly, and then all of a sudden they were sending me bottles of gin. I was like, God, I'm not an alcoholic. They're great. They're just really caring and sweet, and they. I've had some fan listening sessions and they bring me flowers and they're so cute. But yeah, the Glasgow gig was quite worrying because it was like they completely forgot that they were watching me and they just started fighting, and it was pretty rough.
Fair play to you for getting involved and trying to sort it out though.
I mean, I was like, I will come down there. I was like, don't make me come down there. You know, it was pretty awful, but there you go.
Well, they are incredibly passionate, and if you're ever short of anything, just send out a tweet and I'm sure you'll get it relatively
exactly,
swiftly.
Exactly. I need a car.
Ellie, it's been lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for chatting to Free Radio today. I'm going to tuck into some of this